welcome to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I'm Yvette Hampton, producer and host of the upcoming documentary Schoolhouse Rocked, The Homeschool Revolution. On this podcast, we bring you the very best from today's homeschool leaders to help you start strong and finish well. This podcast is for you. If you have a guest or topic suggestion, email us at podcast@schoolhouserocked.com. Today, my guest is Cecilia Schmidt. She is a recent high school graduate who was homeschooled from 7th to 12th grades. She is the published author of 3 books in a Christian historical fiction series. She's the oldest of 4 siblings and enjoys reading, writing, singing, playing piano, baking, and making people laugh. She hopes to encourage other aspiring authors to develop their writing skills and use them for God's glory. Cecilia, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you here today.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, I was talking to your mom a little bit ago. We were talking about when we first got to meet your family and how we kind of bumped into you at a homeschool convention and just quickly clicked with you and your siblings and your parents. And it was really, really fun.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And so you have spent the last several months at conventions with your parents, right?
Yes.
And one of the things you've done there is you've been there to sell and represent and talk about this Christian historical fiction series, these 3 books that you have written, which are 3 of my girls' favorite books. My girls love, love, love these books. When we first got your, I think it was your first 2 that you had out when we met you last year. You had The War Rages On and The War Within, and we brought those home, and I read those with the girls, and we all enjoyed them so much. And then this past year, you came out with the 3rd one, The War's End, right?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about this whole process and how you came to writing these books and becoming an author. How old were you when you first started this, and how did this all happen?
All right. So when I was 14 years old, I got inspired with a plot line about a girl named Grace set during the Civil War. And Grace is a Christian, but her dad is not. And that really adds some strife to the family, especially when a preacher's son named David asks for Grace's hand in marriage. And that was roughly the plot line I came up with. I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do with it. And just due to school and the busyness of life, I put the book down for a while. About 3 months could go by and I wouldn't touch it. And then I'd write a little bit more, and then 3 more months could go by. And before I knew it, a year and a half had passed, and I still hadn't finished writing my book. And then in 2015, my brother Solomon had started writing his first book, U.S. History Bites, and I just kind of stopped one day, and I thought, I need to finish writing my book. And I don't want to say there was sibling rivalry, because Solomon and I get along really well, sure. But it was kind of like, I can't let Solomon finish his book before I finish mine.
Because he's the little brother.
Yes, exactly. And I had been working on this for a year and a half. So I just thought, you know, it's time to wrap this up. So I started really focusing on it. And within several months, I finished writing it. And then the question came up, okay, what publishing company should we use? And my parents and I looked around and we found this really great self-publishing company called Create Space, which runs through Amazon. Hmm. And it's a pretty easy company to work with. So we published my book through there. And then Solomon published his book too. And then we thought, okay, well, we have these books. And my parents said, well, we might as well, you know, take Cecilia and Salma to a homeschool convention. They've done all this work. You know, let's just see how they do. So we went to our first homeschool convention in 2016 in Nashville. And we met a lot of really great people. And then one homeschool convention led to another. And from those conventions, I had people who had bought my first book. And they were emailing me, asking me, okay, well, are you working on anything right now? What about a sequel? And I hadn't really considered it because I just kind of wrote the book thinking that it was going to be a standalone. I hadn't anticipated a series, but I kept getting all these emails. And my mom just told me, you know, people are asking, you know, they really liked your first book, so maybe you should consider writing a sequel. So she told me, you know, just pray about it. And so I remember one night lying in my bed and I was talking with her. And after she left me alone, I just really prayerfully considered writing a sequel. And I said, you know, Lord, I've started to write a new book. Cause at that time I had started to write a completely different book, medieval setting, completely different from The War Rages On. So I said, you know, Lord, I'm working on this new book. It's not really working out. The words just aren't coming as naturally. So if you want me to write a sequel, please give me an idea. And I went to bed, and the next morning I woke up, I just started doing my normal routine, and a storyline, it just seriously popped into my head. Wow. And I was like, yes, this is so great. You know, I have an idea of where I could go with a sequel. So I started working on my sequel, and after about 6 months, I finished writing it, which was way different than the process I'd gone through with the first book. Because this time I actually knew it was going to be published and I had a deadline. So I said to myself, okay, our first homeschool convention is in March. So I'm going to aim to finish writing the book beginning of January. And I got it done, and we went through the same process of editing and publishing it. Mm-hmm. We went to even more homeschool conventions, and I think we went to six last year.
Okay.
And then from those conventions, I had people emailing me, okay, what are you working on now? What about a third book?
I'm pretty sure my girls were two of those. They were saying, when are you going to write your third one?
Yes, and it's great to hear from people, but it's also kind of stressful at the same time, because it's like, I want to make my readers happy, but at the same time, it's so much work to write a book. So I'm like, I'm glad you guys like it, but I just need a little bit of a break here. So again, I prayerfully considered writing a third book, and I really didn't have any ideas at that point. So several months passed, and then one day I got an idea, and I started, you know, thinking about it more, developing that idea. And turns out that I wanted to center it around the main character's daughter this time, which, based on the feedback I've received, a lot of teenage girls were happy about that, just having a relatable character who is younger, because Grace in the first book is 16 years mm-hmm. old, and then she's married in the second one. So the fact that you kind of get to see Eliza grow up in the third book, I got a lot of positive feedback on that. So we went to more homeschool conventions, sold the books, and I think it went really well. So yeah.
Well, of course, the next logical question is there going to be a fourth?
You know, if that's the Lord's will, then yes, there will be a fourth book. Right now, I'm content with it being a trilogy, mm-hmm. and I don't have any more ideas. I'm completely out of ideas, and I purposely wrote the third book with an ending that I'm happy with,
right.
And it might not be the ending that people expected, but I'm happy with the ending. And I think that if I don't write anything else, my readers will be content with the way I concluded the trilogy.
Yes, I think so too.
So, I mean, I have ideas for other books, but I think as far as The War Rages On, The War Within, and The War's End goes, I think I'm done with that.
So, okay, so that actually is my next question. So you're done with this trilogy, most likely, unless, you know, the Lord just brings you ideas for a fourth book.
Right.
Are you aspiring to become, to author more books? Is that what you want to do? Or you just graduated high school. I know mm-hmm. you did dual enrollment, right? So you've got,
yes.
You almost have your associate's degree.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got another couple years of college left. What are your plans after this?
So I definitely want to continue writing. I have a whole folder just dedicated to story ideas and play ideas, because that's another thing I really enjoy is writing scripts for plays. And so I definitely want to keep writing, whether it'll be my full-time career or not, I don't know. I'm thinking of it more just as a side hobby right now. And, you know, this fall, I'm still prayerfully considering, you know, what the Lord wants me to do, talking it over with my parents and my pastor, just getting their input. But I think what I'll be starting in the fall is my bachelor's degree in biblical counseling.
Okay.
Because both of my parents are certified biblical counselors. So I think just getting that knowledge of the Bible and the theology and everything I would be learning will be extremely beneficial, not just in my walk as a Christian, but mm-hmm. with everything that I like doing as well, with writing. And that it would just really be helpful to have that knowledge.
Yeah, I think you would do so great writing, writing books for young girls. You're able to relate to them so well. And the thing that I enjoyed most about your books was that they all share the gospel. They all lead you back to Christ in the end. And I think that's such a powerful thing. And it's something that is not often or easily done in a novel, mm-hmm. especially. You know, if you've got, a book on parenting or marriage or, you know, Christian living, of course, that's the intent of that book. But to have, it's not just a historical fiction series that you wrote, it's a Christian historical fiction series that leads your readers to the gospel. And I love that about these books. And I really enjoyed, I actually read these to my girls, you know, they, mm-hmm. My little one's still learning how to read, but you know, my older one, she's 12, so she enjoys reading books on her own, but we always have a book that we read together. And so these were ones when I brought them home from the convention, I said, I really want to read these to you girls. I want to read them too. And so we enjoyed that. And I loved that aspect of your books and you being able to just point people to Jesus through what you wrote.
Thank you. That really means a lot, because that was my main intent in writing the series, was to just ultimately center it around Christ and his message. And there were different themes in each of the three books, but ultimately I just wanted it to be, like you said, centered around the gospel, because that's what people need more than anything else.
Yeah.
And so yeah, thank you very much. That's really encouraging.
Yeah. They're so, so encouraging and so, and they're fun. They're so well written and they were fun to read. I would get to the end of a chapter and my girls, you know, I'd say, okay, we need to stop. No, please, please, mom, just read one more chapter, please. And then we get to the end of that one. No, you've got to read one more chapter, because you're good at cliffhangers. You are really good at getting to those chapter ends and then leaving that cliffhanger. So, there were many times where we went to bed much later than we anticipated or, you know, put off doing something else because we were reading. So it was fun.
Oh, that's great.
I want to talk about your homeschool journey. You know, you just graduated high school. You've been homeschooled since seventh grade. What was that like for you? I would love for you to speak maybe to the kids who are being homeschooled right now and just give some encouragement to them. What has your life been like?
Okay. So before I was homeschooled, I went to a Christian private school, K to sixth grade. And so coming home my seventh year, you know, after 7 years of being in school, coming home in seventh grade was a really big switch for me. And it was hard at first, I'm not going to lie. It was hard having to leave all the friends that I had known for 7 years and the classroom type setting to come home and basically, you know, just be with my mom all day and nobody else, because my younger siblings still went to school. So the first year was a bit of a struggle. But then as I got into the routine and I saw all the benefits of being home, my brother Solomon came home the next year. And our relationship just went through the roof. I mean, we are like best friends now. And I really do credit that to homeschooling, just being with each other and really learning how to communicate in a biblical way and just seeing the blessing of family and really getting to enjoy that. And all the opportunities we've had, like going to homeschool conventions, meeting you and your family, is because of homeschooling. And we would have no reason to do any of the things we've done were it not for us being home. And I don't think I would have written any books either if I weren't homeschooled, because quite honestly, I don't think I would have had the time. And I wouldn't have been focused on that. I would have been focused on other things. You know, I had done a few sports while I was at school, so I might have been focused more on sports. I'm not saying that's bad, but I just wouldn't have, I think, focused on writing as much as I do now that I'm home and really using that skill for the Lord.
Yeah, I love that you talk. I'm sorry. I was going to say, I love that you talk about your relationship with your brother, because you and Solomon have a great relationship. And it's not just because you said that, like we have seen that the times that we've been with you and your family, there is something different about your relationship with him. And you can tell you guys genuinely love each other, and not just you and Solomon, but you and your younger siblings as well. I mean, the four of you just have this bond with each other that you don't often see from people. How has that developed in you? You said, you know, obviously you feel like that has happened as a result of being home, but you know, we know homeschool families who are home, and it seems that almost because they're home and because they're together all the time, they don't, I don't want to say not that they don't have a good relationship, but they seem to kind of get on each other's nerves and they want to have their space away from their siblings, which I'm assuming that there are times when you need your space and he needs his space and, you know, things like that. I know that it's not always perfect. But how have your parents instilled that in you, and how has that worked for you to have such a great relationship with your siblings?
So I think one of the things that helps, and we were doing this even when we went to school, but is every morning we open up with devotions together. My dad goes to work, but my mom sits me and my siblings down, and we've been going through the Bible chronologically for the past 2 years. So my dad will read his, and then my mom will read it with us. And that's just a really good way to start our morning. And then we also end our devotions in prayer together. So we have like a prayer board, and you guys are on our prayer board.
Thank you.
But we do, so we read the Bible and we pray together, and that's just a really good way to start the day. But also, besides that, we spend a lot of family time together. We go on bike rides, we go to the playground, we make films together. I mean, we just do so many fun activities together besides school. And, you know, that's not to say that we don't have our difficult days. Salomon and I, you know, do still argue, but for the most part, we love each other. Mm-hmm. And I can't really attribute it to one thing in particular, but I think a lot of it just has to do with the attitude you have, you know, that God has put these people in your lives, in your life for a reason. These are the people he's given you to practice with so that when you go out into the world, you know how to respond if someone is, you know, argues with you, or if someone is being prideful, whatever it might be. God has put these people in your life for a reason. So I'm definitely not perfect with it. It's something I still am working on. It will continue to work on, but I think that really helps. And like I said, just all the family time we spend together doing things outside of school.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you just talked about, you know, just making an effort to have relationships with those people who are around, because you're always going to come across people who are difficult to get along with. We were just talking about this with our girls yesterday, and they had gotten in some little tiff over something silly. And, you know, I told Brooklyn, I said, honey, you're always, always going to have people in your life that you're going to have to work to get along with forever until the day you die, whether it's your spouse or your children or your siblings or your friends or your coworkers or whoever it is, because we live in a sinful world. And so people are always going to offend, not intentionally, but people are going to offend you and you're going to disagree with them. And unless you live in a cave all by yourself, you're always going to have reason to have conflict. And so, you know, I think that's a great point that you hit on. So you're the oldest of four. What's the age gap between you and your youngest sibling?
So I'm 18, and then Solomon is 15, Judah is 12, and Sophia is 10. So there's an 8-year gap.
Okay. And how old were you? I know your two youngest siblings, they were both adopted from Ethiopia, right?
Right.
How old were you when they came into your family?
I was 10.
Oh, okay. Okay. So they were two and four?
Yeah, they were 2 and 4, 2 and 5. Yeah, they were really little.
Okay. What did that look like for you? How did that affect your family, and how did that affect your relationship with Solomon and your parents and all of that?
Well, when we adopted Judah and Sophia, I was going to school. I was in fifth grade, and a girl in my class actually had just adopted two girls. Her and her family had adopted two girls from Ethiopia. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever. And so I went home and I was just pestering my parents like crazy. I'm like, can we please adopt? Wow. Can we please adopt? And, you know, so they were praying about it. And eventually we did adopt Judah and Sophia. I remember seeing their pictures for the first time. I was like, oh my goodness, they're just so adorable. So I remember when they brought them home from the airport, we all, my family, friends, we all met them there. And when they walked in for the first time, you know, Jude and Sophia, they didn't speak the language. They were really shy. But I was like, oh my goodness, they're actually my brother and sister. And it was just such a cool feeling. And knowing that we were able to help them and that they had become a part of our family now. And what's cool for me too, is that I have family, even though I've never met them, but I have other family in Africa too. So that's just a really cool thought. And, you know, Sophia's our little ball of sunshine. She's adorable in every way. And Judah's really into sports and things like that. But especially with Sophia, I've grown really close with her, especially just because she really looks up to me with being a little sister. And she loves her dollies and she loves dancing. She dances everywhere she goes. She can't stop being on her toes. She's just so happy. And that has really had a positive effect on all of us, just always seeing her smile. And so but yeah, it's been a really good experience for us. We've learned lots of really just important lessons and from this whole experience these past 8 years. It's just been very impactful on our family and on Judah and Sophia.
Oh, that's great. Did you, now that, you know, they're home, your mom is homeschooling your three younger siblings now that you're no longer in school. Do you help with the homeschooling? Do you help with the little ones?
So this past year, actually, I taught Sophia science and we used Apologia.
Okay.
And it was zoology. So I would write out the plans for the week and I would teach Sophia. I would do the reading with her. Sometimes she would do it on her own. She would listen to the CD. But I taught her science and then Salomon actually taught her history. So, because history is his thing.
Right.
And which is funny because science really isn't my thing. So I wasn't super excited when my mom said, you're going to teach Sophia science.
Oh,
but overall, it was a really good experience and it worked well for both of us because I learned things. I'm like, I can't believe I didn't know this. But it was really good. And I'm glad I got to do that with her.
That's great. Did you use Apologia when you were doing science at her age
yes.
as well? Okay. Yeah, it's a great, we love Apologia. It's such a great curriculum. I mean, there are so many great curriculums out there, but that one is by far one of my favorite. So for sure. Oh, that's so great. So it's summertime, you're done traveling, you're done going to conventions. Next year, your family is planning to do more conventions and you plan to speak, right? Because you speak at these conventions, you don't just go and sell your books.
Right.
What topics do you speak on?
So this past year was actually my first year speaking at conventions. I've spoken at local schools and other events in the area, but this past year I spoke on how to write and publish a book. So I go through my whole process, Salomon's process of writing, publishing, and then just really offering tips and pieces of advice for people who are aspiring authors or have written books and they just don't really know what to do with them. So that has been really fun for me. I love going to conventions, not just to sell the books, you know, that's nice, but just all the conversations I get to have with the people who come and who listen to my session or who just come up to the booth and they say, oh, you wrote books. Mm. Well, you know, like get out their notebook and they show me, you know, the stuff that they've done or they just ask me questions. So it's really nice to get to do that. And then I'm hoping to do that session this coming convention season as well. And hopefully I'm thinking of doing another one on friendships because I've had some harder experiences with friendships. And my mom's like, you know, you should really consider talking about this because I know you're not the only girl who has drama in her life with other girlfriends and just how to really handle those situations biblically in a God-honoring way. Through that, he's just brought me so many blessings and I'm starting to mentor. I've been mentoring this younger girl in the faith for the past several months, and that's really strengthening our relationship and helping us to grow together in Christ. So just how God can use the bad situations in life to bring about something much, much greater and better and for our good and his glory.
Yeah, that's great. And I love that you're getting to be that Titus 2 woman in someone else's life and getting to share those experiences with her and mentor her and disciple her in her walk. That is amazing. I think oftentimes when we read, you know, Titus 2, 3 through 5, and it talks about the older women teaching the younger women, we think that it means like older, you know, like 60s and 70s teaching, you know, the younger, but that's not what it says. It's just someone who's older teaching someone who's younger. And so, you know, at the age of 18, you're able to come alongside of another girl who's younger than you and disciple her and mentor her. And I love that you get to do that. So, and even I remember when my daughter, my 12-year-old, got to talk to you at the last convention that we saw you at this past year, and she was just encouraged by you. It was really fun for her to, it was fun for her to get to meet you because you're kind of like a celebrity, you know, because she loved your books. So she was really excited to get to meet you. And, you know, you were just so sweet to her. And that really was special to her. She really took note of that. And, you know, you could have just kind of brushed her off and not spent time talking with her, but you didn't do that. And I love that you got to spend time just talking with her and, you know, getting to know her a little bit. So,
yeah, anyway. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you are such a delight and such an encouragement to me. And, you know, with me having two daughters, you're one of those younger girls who I look at and say, oh, I want my girls to love Jesus the way that you do when they get to your age. And they're on that path, you know, they're learning. They're 7 and 12 and they're learning to dig into the word and to pray and to, you know, look up to girls like yourself. And so thank you for being that mentor to them and you know, keep doing what you're doing. I am excited about the way that God is using you you know, to love your family and to love your friends and those around you, and then using you through the books that you've written to share his gospel. And I am certain that he's going to continue to use you with the gifts that he's given you. So, and we are giving away a set of your books, right, to one of our listeners.
Yes.
So the three books, The War Rages On, The War Within, and The War's End. And so we'll link to that back in the show notes so people can see how they can win a set of your books. So thank you so much for your willingness to do that. And thank you for being on the show today. It was really exciting to get to talk to you. And I know we'll get to see you guys again sometime in the near future and get to spend time with you and your family again. So thanks, Cecilia. Yes. You're a blessing.
Thank you very much. I really had a good time.
Yeah, we'll talk again soon. This episode of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast has been an encouragement in your homeschool journey. For great homeschooling videos, articles, giveaways, and more, check out members.schoolhouserocked.com and use the coupon code PODCAST10 to save 10% on any paid Backstage Pass membership. Backstage Pass members get exclusive access to full interviews from the cast of Schoolhouse Rocked and so much more. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and leave a review. Until next time, I'm Yvette Hampton, wishing you the joys of community and the wisdom to teach and learn. God bless.